right, friends. Happy Throwback Thursday to you. We're going to throw it back to, just a couple hours ago. I guess every day is a throwback day here on the John DeBella Show. It is the Daily Podcast. Dave here with all the fun stuff from this morning on June 28th. Perhaps you were awakened last night by the thunderstorms. I got texted by my wife on my way in today, annoyed at our cowering dog and thrilled by our sleeping baby. But we all made it through the lightning, the thunder, the rain, and the pounding continued here on the show as it was time for another round of Dave's Beatdown. I guess being that this is the podcast, I can tell you that our original title was Dave's Beat Off, but our program director was not thrilled with that phrasing. So anyway, it went down today. I had to identify isolated drum tracks once again. I may not play drums professionally anymore, but gosh darn it, I can identify them. And we also took a look at a possible Kinks reunion, a 4th of July question that we put to a poll, McMuffin Tops, and we welcomed comedian Tom Rhodes to the studio for the first time in nearly a decade. In fact, he not only performed comedy, he also performed some boxing by way of some of our childish toys that we had here in the studio. A lot of fun, a great show. Hope you dig it. As always, let's do this thing. It is the Daily Podcast.
Have you ever watched your thunderstorm graphics on an iPhone?
It's pretty great, right? Right?
There is a big rain happening here in Philadelphia. 72 degrees out there right now. Thunderstorm, lightning flashing all over the place. Not only outside, but inside, even on my phone. Cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms today. It's probably going to stay cloudy most of the day. And we might see the sun set. Temperature get up about 86 degrees, but it's going to clear up tonight. And then the next few days, we're talking serious heat wave going into next week, starting tomorrow. But 72 degrees outside at the moment. A lot of radio program ahead of us, especially something will happen at 7:40 this morning. It's Dave's Beatdown. A couple of weeks ago, I'm in the office. I'm looking for isolation tracks for the isolation booth. And I find isolated drum tracks. And I'm playing this one drum track. Now, I know what it is because I've picked it. Dave comes walking in and names the song. Could you do that, folks? Could you just listen to the drums from a particular song and say, oh, that's Stairway to Heaven. Oh, that's whatever. Right. And it was, so we decided to test him on the air and he went 3 for 3. It was absolutely amazing. And yesterday I said, yeah, you know what? Let me see if I can find some more of these. Doesn't he walk into the damn room at the same time and goes, oh, Sultan's a swing. Right? And I'm like, how the hell do you do it? I have no idea. So we're going to test you again this morning.
Bring it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy, zip it!
MGK.
There are stories circulating, and they're circulating because of Ray Davies, that Ray Davies and Dave Davies are actually writing songs together, and there is a plan for the Kinks to get back together, record an album, and go out on the road.
Oh,
all right, you know, well, believe it when we see it. I mean, that's the boat I'm going to sit in because I've heard these kind of things before, but they're both saying it independently that they have been working together, although I'm not sure who the band's going to be. Pete Quaifu died, I think in 2010, so he's not going to be there. Mm-hmm. And Mick Avery, Dave and Mick don't get along.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, I mean, they were the original Oasis. This band was the original Oasis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
They just fought all amongst themselves all the time. So we'll see what happens. Right. It would be nice. I'd like to see the Kinks one more time.
It's the city of brotherly love. Right. I believe, John.
Yeah. Oh, you believe?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you're a fool.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, well, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
4th of July is Wednesday this week.
Sure.
Of course, we've got a show happening for you. Cindy Drew is going to host it. It's a free Independence Day concert with Eddie Money. Cindy Drew will be at Wiggins Park. Wiggins Park is the park that's right next to the BB&T Pavilion. All right? Eddie Money is going to be on stage. She's going to be hanging out at the Tonewood Brewing Beer Garden, and we're going to do the soundtrack for it as well. It's presented by the Camden County Board of Freeholders and the City of Camden and everyone here at MGK. We will do the soundtrack for the fireworks that happen that night as well, so you'll be able to get that and bring us along for the ride. So all of that coming to you from MGK. Speaking of which,
sure.
All right, with 4th of July being on a Wednesday, and you know, we can make this a text poll, too.
Okay.
So make sure you know the text number here in the studio. Just MGK, MGK is what you text. Which weekend is 4th of July weekend? You know, like if 4th of July was Tuesday, I would say that this weekend is 4th of July weekend. If 4th of July was Thursday, I would say next weekend is 4th of July weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But with 4th of July being Wednesday, which weekend is 4th of July weekend?
I always go with what's earlier.
You always go to the earlier?
Yeah. So I would say this weekend. Because it just feels wrong when you're celebrating it after it's happened.
Right. It's that you lose something.
Yeah. Like that's what I do with birthdays and anniversaries.
Okay.
Celebrate it early.
What if you were going to take off, right? Would you take off this weekend? Like today would be, tomorrow would be your last day of work.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would work through, you know, you would take off through Wednesday, right? And then go back to work on Thursday.
Right.
Right. Or would you work Monday, Tuesday, and then take Wednesday through Sunday off?
Then that changes for me.
Ah.
Then I would take off afterward
because
I know how hungover I'm going to be.
Are we celebrating? Now we're changing things. The
question
has now changed.
Yeah.
The question just changed in question. I still think you celebrate it the weekend before.
You do.
You lose something when you're, it's over.
Yeah,
hey, Christmas just happened. Let's celebrate it a week from now.
Yeah, no one celebrates Christmas on New Year's Eve.
Where do you stand on this, Cindy? If, 4th of July is on a Wednesday, what are you thinking? Is this weekend 4th of July weekend? Is next weekend 4th of July weekend?
I say next weekend.
Next weekend.
It's end. So end is afterwards.
I see.
That's
my
theory. Plus, I'm not ready for it this
weekend. Well, you didn't go buy your hot dogs? All right.
Get some propane.
Put it all on hold for Cindy.
All right. Well, let's go to the poll.
Instant.
It's quick, easy.
Instantly.
Right now.
Instant gratification.
Survey says, of the two weekends, 60% of our voters are going with this weekend.
Oh, my God.
Is 4th of July weekend.
Steve won.
Steve finally got one right.
I won. Double barrel.
This is Steve's Independence Day.
Yes.
Unshackled.
This is Steve's Independence Day.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. This is a moment.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to go home now.
Well, now the aliens can show up.
The John DeBella Podcast.
102.9
MGK.
Dave's beat down. We wanted to name this something else, but programming went against it.
I still call it that in my heart.
Yeah.
Right, you know, so it is amazing. Were you with us the last time, Cindy? Oh, no, it happened in the 8 o'clock hour, so you were already gone. Right. Dave has this incredible ability to listen to a drum track, just a drum track alone from any song, and he can identify who the drummer is and what the song is. And sometimes maybe not the drummer, but he definitely knows what the song is. It is an amazing thing to see, and we're going to put him to the test again because I was just looking for one yesterday, and doesn't he just come walking in the room as I'm playing it, and he goes, "Sounds a swing." And all it was the drums. I mean, if I just played you the drums from Sultan's a Swing, could you identify the song?
No way.
Just don't ask me the drummer.
Right.
Sorry.
Pick Withers.
Is that who it is?
Yeah, Pick Withers.
Wait, a guy named Pick is a drummer?
Yeah, a guy named Pick is the drummer. All right. We do have sad news this morning for, some people. I don't know if you heard about it, but Joe Jackson died.
Oh.
Not Shoeless Joe Jackson? Not Shoeless Joe Jackson. Not the rock star Joe Jackson. Joe Jackson of the Jackson 5, Michael Jackson.
The patriarch.
Yeah, the patriarch of the family.
How old?
89 died of cancer, and despite claims of abuse, he did make his children into international, superstars.
He's the original pageant mom.
Right. Yeah. As a matter of fact, LaToya, probably the most famous of the Jacksons, tweeted yesterday, "You gave us strength, and you made us one of the most famous families in the world." And I will say that. Although they're having a hard time coming up with, they were doing eulogies yesterday, I don't know.
Yes. He wore nice hats sometimes, and he drove a pretty nice car. The hats, did I already mention the hats? I think I did. That's all I got. Is there going to be food here? Or can I...
The John DeBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever, ever touch
John DeBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Don't touch it!
MGK.
It's Dave's Beatdown. We play him just the drum tracks from classic rock songs, And he has this insane ability being able to figure out what song it is, sometimes sometimes even knowing the drummer, right? But I was thinking this morning about putting this, doing it Facebook Live.
Okay.
And then I just realized the problem with Facebook Live is they won't hear the music, right? It'll just be you answering questions.
You crank your
but
volume.
I wanted to prove that we're not holding up any signs, because the last time we did this, we got accused by our own program director of, well, you gave Dave right. all the answers yeah. ahead of time.
He have little faith.
Right. No, it didn't happen
Come on,
at
Bill.
All. It is absolutely amazing that Dave can do this. But right now, it is time for us to serve breakfast, and we're going to start off this morning with Band on the Run. Band on the Run was not the first song released from the Band on the Run album. It was Jet, but it actually helped. Jet got to like number 7 on the charts, and it pushed Band on the Run to number 3 on the American charts. The song, when you think about it, it's really a 3-part medley. All right, you've got the, you know, the slow ballad in the front, then you got the funky rock style that happens, and then the country-esque ending, right? But this song really goes back to Beatle days. Right, it's Paul referencing something that George Harrison said during one of their many business meetings. Right, you know, if we ever get out of here, is that he was saying that they all felt like they were prisoners. They would go into these meetings and they would feel like they were prisoners, and like, why did we start this company? Right, and actually, the lyrics of the entire song, when you think about it, the general theme of it is just freedom and escape. Here comes Dave's Beatdown. This is the song that brought it back. All right. If you want, we'll explain for it at 7:40, in all honesty. But watching Dave do this, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I don't know how. I mean, I play drums, and I'm nowhere. I'm not even in your league.
Did you start at 18 months, though?
No, I didn't start that young.
Did you?
I started.
Oh, wow. And I didn't have a TV either, so all I had was basically the radio playing along.
Right. Okay, that has a lot to do. I didn't start till I was 9, and it was all.
I never started.
Right. Well, yeah, that's why your IQ is lower than ours.
My God.
There's research. I have research that says that anyone who plays a musical instrument has an IQ 5 points higher than other people.
Please.
All right.
My IQ is as high as Donald Trump's.
Really?
Which is the highest ever, believe me.
Oh, okay.
All right. Brilliantly brilliant.
I don't know what yours is, but mine's 20 point
yeah,
higher
screw
than yours.
You. No, it's not.
But here it is. This is what got it all started yesterday. But right now, it is time for Dave and Dave's Beatdown. This is an amazing ability that he has. We found this out a couple of weeks ago. I was looking for isolated tracks for the isolation booth and see if we can put together some new isolation booth mm-hmm. songs, right? And as I'm playing something, Dave comes walking into the studio, into the office, and he names the song. Like yesterday, I found this. And literally, he walks in the room and goes, Dire Straits, Sultan's a Swing.
I don't understand how he got.
Steve got visibly angry.
Yeah, he did. As a matter of fact,
you.
And the only thing that could have given it away, and you weren't even there for this part, is this. That was that opening beat.
You think?
Right. Yeah. But you weren't in the room when it happened. You came in halfway into the damn thing,
yeah.
And you're going, Dire Straits. So we decided once again to test you.
Yes.
All right. And
I'm excited to see what you got.
Now, folks, I'll tell you, there are no cards being held here in the studio. We were accused of cheating by our own program director the last time, and we had to swear on Bibles. on my father's grave, I am telling you, this is all Dave's ability, which might be me cursing you this morning. And maybe
yeah, seriously, you're really hyping time. This.
All right,
won't lie, I'm nervous.
So here you go. Here's your first song. Can you tell us... Tell us the drummer and the song,
okay.
If you can, all right? But identify at least part of it. Here we go.
Oh. Sure. Bonham, obviously.
Right.
The tricky part is getting the right Zeppelin title, right. Which is never easy. Is that Fool in the Rain?
Yes,
okay.
It's Fool in the Rain. All right. Damn.
We started him off easy.
You started him off easy?
Some great right. Ghost notes in that beat.
All
I love
right.
that beat.
All right, let's try this one. This one, I don't even know. I'm just going to play it.
Okay.
I'm just going to play it. I don't know if you can name the drummer on this.
Okay.
Right, but I bet you you'll get it. Here we go. Here's your next song for Dave's Beatdown.
This is recorded with a potato?
Well, it's a little out of phase.
So basic. Oh man, I don't know. You might get me on this one.
Yes.
It's
oh my god.
Oh man. It sounds like a basic like Creedence song or like a is it Creedence?
Are you kidding me? Are you serious?
I don't know the song though. I'm gonna be honest.
It's Doug Clifford from Creedence Clearwater Revival.
What song?
Right, Up Around the Bend.
I could tell because it's so basic and it just has that early 70s drum sound. You know, sort of muffled.
The fact that you even got Creedence.
Right. I mean, some of that phasing is because trying to cancel out what was leaking through.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You ever go on YouTube, look for isolated drum tracks? They come up
isolated.
As isolated drum tracks, but it's the whole band.
It's isolated drum tracks with guitar. Right? Isolated drum tracks with bass.
They took the vocals out. That's it.
All right.
Let me get back on track. Give me one.
Here's your last one. You got two right.
Yeah.
All right. Your last
Let me
one.
Get the song. Oh, God. Alice Van Halen,
obviously. Oh, my God.
Alice Van Halen.
Oh, my
no
God.
Time at all. Wait, hold on. I want to get the song.
We should have gone with the harder stuff that we had in the office that we said is too hard.
It ain't talking about love. Drummers rock.
It's amazing.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Play that funky music, white boy.
102.9.
What are you on, man? You tripping.
MGK.
Everybody, were you Seinfeld fans?
I was probably too young for it, but I appreciate it. I'll go back and
I'm a Curb guy, not a Seinfeld guy.
What about yourself, Cindy?
Absolutely, yes.
Absolutely. So I'm going to assume you remember this episode.
I can't believe somebody pulled the top off this muffin.
That was me. I'm sorry. I don't like the stumps.
So you just eat the tops?
Oh, yeah. It's the best part. It's crunchy. It's explosive. Mm-hmm. It's where the muffin breaks free of the pan and sort of does its own thing. I'll tell you, that's a $1 million idea right there. Just sell the tops.
Guess what?
They sell the tops.
McDonald's is going back in time 21 years, and they're about to start selling muffin tops for breakfast. Their breakfast sales have been slumping a little bit. They wanted to come up with something new, and they came up with muffin tops, and they're actually going to do this.
Right? Does Ronald McDonald have a muffin top?
He might. He might. They'll have lemon poppy seed, blueberry, and double chocolate muffin tops.
Ooh, that sounds good.
What's next? Chef Salty Balls from South Park?
Oh, jeez.
You could put them in a McFlurry and have them chilled. Have your chilled salty balls.
Get some soup Nazi in the mix.
That's it.
Continue the Seinfeld trend.
The John DeBella Podcast.
There's something unholy about this.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
You must be prepared for the consequences.
102.9.
What about consequences?
MGK.
Joining us now, ladies and gentlemen, Tom Rhodes is back.
John.
How you doing?
How are you, Hanson?
I am doing well. How are you?
Oh, man, it's great.
Now,
I haven't been to Philadelphia since I blacked out and busted my head open.
Oh, my God.
No, look,
I was
look
so
at the
drunk
scar that's on his head.
On Sansom Street.
Still have a scar?
Working man's bar.
All right.
Wow. And I had a night off, and I just got plastered because, you know, that's what
Why
you
not?
Do on your
yeah.
night off.
Right.
And, I fell
right
off
above
the.
Your eye.
See that right there?
What'd you hit?
I just
Other than
I blacked
head.
Out and fell off of a bar stool like a tree.
Oh my God.
And so and my head hit the tile floor, and once my head hit the floor, I was wide awake, and there was blood everywhere. Some guy grabs my arm, and he lifts me up, and he yells out to the bar, "We got to call an ambulance!" And I said, "Don't you dare call an ambulance. I don't have health insurance." And the guy said, "You got to get to a hospital." And I'm like, "How far is the nearest hospital?" He said, "Two blocks." I'm like, "Two blocks? And you were going to call an ambulance?" It's like $15,000. So I got a wad of napkins off the bar, and I walked to Thomas Jefferson Hospital.
Okay.
And after I walked that first block, I said, just saved myself $7,000. And I have not drank or done drugs in 4 years. And I want you to know, the way I used to feel about cocaine is how I now feel about donuts. I mean, I won't go out chasing after it, but if a friend's got a bag, I'll have a taste.
I got a stash here. I got a stash.
Whip out the maple bar, baby. Whip out the maple bar.
Now you were doing, I mean, when I first met you, you were doing comedy here in the States. And then you disappeared, and you were doing a TV show in Holland, right?
Yeah.
Right. And so.
I say that like it's normal. Yeah.
Right.
You know. Pshaw.
And you did the show in English?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Do you speak Dutch at all?
Klein beetje, meneer. Heel mooi.
No, you don't.
I was trying to bluff you and you called me. I started playing in Europe. I was doing the European circuits. I got in with London and I was doing London hardcore. And then that led to gigs around Europe. And then I ended up falling in love with a Dutch woman, not the woman that I ended up marrying.
Okay. Who's also Dutch?
Yeah. Okay. And then I moved there. And then this girl dumped me. And then I was just about to move back to the United States. Mm-hmm. And these people from this Dutch television network saw me performing at a comedy club in Amsterdam. And they were looking for an American to host a late night talk show. And I got to stay in this little country that I had fallen in love with.
So, did she dump you because you didn't ice skate or something?
No. It was more complicated. She was from the theater world.
Oh, okay.
She was
kind
of a snob.
So is he.
And but it was great. And I'm like on television for 3 years there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great place to be on a rebound relationship situation.
Right.
I mean, women are beautiful in Holland. I'm serious. When I lived there every once in a while, I'd have to go to England just to rest my eyes. But now, and I married a Dutch woman, my wife is from Rotterdam, which is the most ethnically diverse city in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife, her ethnicity, she's Dutch, but her ethnicity is Indian.
Okay.
So she's a dark-skinned woman. And when we got married in the United States a few years ago, we could not find the little plastic people for the top of a wedding cake. We could not find a white man and a dark woman. In the United States right now, the little plastic people for the top of a wedding cake, you can find two white men or two dark men, but you can't find a white man and a dark woman.
Which is funny because
I went to Toys R Us and I got Iron Man and Pocahontas. Yeah, it's my wedding. I'm Iron Man.
Which is kind of funny because nowadays, every time you turn on a TV commercial, it's a white guy with a black woman or a black guy with a white woman. You know, I'm waiting for they have an Asian kid who's in a wheelchair. I mean,
there you go.
Now you got it all covered, right?
Yeah. I was in Canada and they had, there was a bank advertisement and it was a lesbian couple and they were like planning for the future. That was like an advertisement. I was thinking if it had been an Asian lesbian couple, I would have transferred all my money into that thing. But you know, it's the way marketing is. But my wife is Indian. My wife is Hindu. She believes in hundreds of gods. Sex is very exciting. She could yell out anybody. Krishna, Ganesh, Steve. I got to find out who Steve is.
You're next to him.
Hey man, I just spotted in your studio here. My favorite toy as a child. You got Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I had two older brothers that were bullies, and they pummeled me, and they could beat me at everything, and that's why I grew up a smart aleck, because I had these punishing, brutal older brothers. But the only thing I could ever destroy them at was Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Come on.
Hang on, let me tell you this story.
All right.
In 1995, I was the face of Comedy Central, you may or may not recall, and I did an hour special where I went to Vietnam. My father flew helicopters in the Vietnam War, and he was shot down, and he survived. And my dad's the reason I'm a comedian. And so I made this hour special for Comedy Central called Viva Vietnam.
Okay.
And it was the thing that put me on the map many years ago. But I brought Rock'em Sock'em Robots with me, and I fought people wherever I went in Vietnam. It was kind of like the rematch. So, like, seeing that is really cool. I love
Rock'em. All right, well, before you go, one round. Come on.
I think the blue one has a weak neck, by the way.
Can I tell you that I've been back to Vietnam twice? I was there.
You're afraid of fighting me, aren't you?
I want to pop off a couple of jokes before I go.
Well, there's a microphone over here. There's a microphone.
Share the mic.
Share the mic. Come here.
Doo-wop style.
All right. There you go. Get you back in the corner.
All right.
Back.
John's the blue.
John, yeah.
They made it smaller than it used to be. I was a kid and it was.
Oil became more expensive.
I hope the blue one.
Did
still
you give
has
me the bad side? There's always one bad side.
I think the blue one has a weak neck.
All right. So you have the advantage.
So I was in Vietnam in April, and the currency in Vietnam is called the dong.
Right. Yeah.
D-O-N-G.
Right.
I know it's immature, but
no, it's not.
Try and keep a straight face when you're in a shop and you say, "How many dong you want?" Times are tight, son. You really got to stretch that dong. But 100 American dollars is over 2 million dong.
Wow.
So I was in Vietnam for a week, and I checked my balance at the ATM like 20 times. I've never seen that many numbers in my balance before. I'm like, I'm a dong-a-millionaire, baby.
Are you ready?
Yeah, ready?
Someone's give us a ding.
All right, ding. Dong.
Oh, you're already
no,
there.
No,
maybe
man,
the red one right, has the weakness.
All right, I'll give you one more shot. Here we go. All
right. Ready? Dong.
Dong.
Well, yeah, we've got been talking about
that. Oh, yeah. Oh, you got me first.
Tom got me first.
This is
rubber match.
Here we go. This is it.
I hope the blue one loses.
Just furious.
I know.
Yes! Oh, blue one first.
Blue one lost. The weak neck. Tom with the win.
Wow, what a comeback.
Tom
you win 200 dong. Congratulations.
Tom Rhodes is appearing tonight and tomorrow night, along with one show on Saturday at Punchline Philadelphia. I've got 5 pair of tickets to Saturday's show right now. If you would like to be there, give us a call at 215-263-WMGK. You want tickets on your own, punchlinephilly.com. It is great to see you again.
Oh, my brother, it's so good to see you.
All right, thank you, sir. And I'm very proud of your sobriety.
Thank you.
And we do have donuts.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Of course, you know this means war.
102.9.
Slaughter all who stand in our way.
MGK.